It's Thursday, the day we read from your emails to the program. This week, a lot of writers were disappointed in our coverage of the Raelian religious sect's announcement claiming responsibility for the first successful birth of a human clone.
Sadly, NPR is joining the ignorant media in their credulity, writes Alexandra Moffat of Lyme, New Hampshire. If I made a press statement saying that I had been born in a cabbage leaf from a mixture of lava and pizza, would you pay attention? I hope not. Why do you give these phonies coverage?
Bruce Hamilton of Monroe, Washington concurs. This is so obviously just a play for press, and I'm ashamed to see NPR fall for it. Giving these people 5 seconds of airtime would have been a shame. Giving them 5 minutes was just ridiculous.
But Maya Hawk of Los Angeles rallies to the Raelians' defense. Why all the mirth about the nature of the group behind the supposed human cloning? If any other religious group backed such a project, I'm sure you would not be so tongue-in-cheek. I personally find the idea of a man in the sky informing all human action equally absurd, if not more so. I've laughed out loud more than once during your recent series, albeit very good, on prayer.
Many people liked our series on prayer. Most of them, like Rodney Lehman of Lanham, Maryland, believe in the power of prayer. Lehman wrote, "I'm a fairly conservative Christian with a deep and abiding interest in prayer. It would have been easy to skim the surface, cover just certain aspects that would make for a controversial story, or just draw a caricature that would cast certain adherents in an unfavorable light. But you did none of these. Instead, you dug below the surface, took seriously those whom many might regard as outside the mainstream, and declined to paint a superficial or uncomplimentary picture of those whose faith might be a matter of some doubt or question to others."
Timothy Carr, writing from Arlington, Virginia, had a different take. "It is a shame that in your 4-part series of reports on how Americans pray, you apparently never attempted to get the perspectives of people who have chosen not to pray. One interviewee said that members of religious congregations support one another in a manner that is not generally seen in bridge clubs and the like, as if non-believers were limited to membership in the latter type of group. In fact, there are communities of non-believers that perform most of the same functions as communities of believers."
Our report on water-efficient appliances also generated many comments. Some of our listeners have the devices and wrote to us to praise their performance. Allison St. Clair of Denver says she's never owned anything but a front-loading washer. "I've often figured that top-loading washing machines were part of a vast conspiracy of the soap industry to force us to use more detergent and other pricey additives. Bring on the future. A lot of us will be glad to show it the way back to the past with its many economical pleasures."
Not so pleased were our listeners with low-flow toilets. Gus Blumberg in Scarsdale, New York, had this to say about the water-saving devices. "I'll spare you all the bathroom puns and just say that the people you interviewed about 1.6 GPF, that's gallons per flush, toilets, never used them in their homes. I suppose the benefit is my entire family knows how to use a plumber's helper."
You can have faith we won't flush your comments down the drain. Contact us by email at atc@npr.org. And please make sure you let us know where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name.